Yes, Lord. That without your name, there is no meaning. That there is no other name. There is no other name that we exalt besides your name, the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, I just pray for this next hour as we share testimony, as we give honor and praise in what you're doing in the nations. But Father God, I just ask for an opening of hearts from people that may not know or have the love for the nations, Lord. But Lord, I just ask that there would just be an opening of our hearts, Lord, to know that it's more than just me and you. But Father God, that you have created nations. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we have been able to come back safely. And Lord, that we can come and give praise and glory to what you're doing all around the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah, you may be seated. And at this time, if children want to go ahead and head to Sunday school, you guys are dismissed. Okay, so you get me to start. You had me for 15 minutes. You get me for another 10. I'm trying to make it quick. So I want to start by saying thank you for your prayers and your support, because there's no way that we would have been able to go through the last 2 weeks without them. And this morning I get to share my testimony and what happened when we went to Macedonia and Greece. And there's two things I think the Lord has really put on my heart this morning. The first is how I got there. And the second is how it's going to sustain me. So my journey actually begins in 2012, which I'm really excited because Grace Point is going to be offering the class that really ignited missions in my heart. I walked through the doors of that class being promised that it wasn't going to be a class about missions. And I left at the end of 3 months having a heart for what God has a heart for. And so that class that I'm really excited to just continue to share with you all, especially in the weeks to come, and encourage each one of you to take some time aside on your Sunday evenings to come and join us to take perspectives, because it will shift and it will change your paradigm in how you see what God's heart is for the nations. So in 2012, I took that course, and that class led me back to my home church where I felt the Lord asking me to serve a generation like me, which was Korean American youth. And from there, I served for 5 years, and then my journey led to DTS. And I've shared that before, that after DTS, I went to Colorado Springs, met Matt, and Matt brought me here to this church randomly about a year ago. Yeah. So, I've been wrestling, what do I share with you all in the 9 days that we were away in Macedonia and Greece? So much happened, and yet when I look back, I also think we didn't really do much. And, that was a good trip. We got to see part of the world. I got to go to Thessaloniki in Greece, and we got to do a lot of driving through Macedonia. And in the moment and while I was there, I kept looking around thinking, God, I don't know how you brought me back to this country, because nothing about this place relates to me. Nothing about this place really directly touches me. And I imagine a lot like maybe many of you who never even thought you would even remotely think about going overseas, how you could relate to what I'm talking about today. when we got to the conference on Thursday, we drove from Skopje, which is the city in Macedonia, to Thessaloniki, which was in Greece, and it took about 2.5 hours or so. I remember sitting there in the conference thinking, like, I thought so clearly I knew why I was coming. I was coming to pray for forgiveness. There were some things in my heart that I was asking the Lord to help me understand forgiveness. And yet in that moment, looking around thinking, I am so out of place. I don't belong here. I don't know what I'm doing here. And we did the beginning of the whole conference, and it was almost 30 nations that were represented, mostly all through the Balkan nations. So it was amazing to see and hear every language that was represented except for Korean, because I chickened out. But I remember just sitting through those days thinking, how do I connect with this kind of weight that the Balkan nations carry? There's war, there's generations of hate and of politics and just so much that I don't get. And so I remember just thinking, like, man, I'm really just an outsider looking in on what God is doing in the nations. And all I can do in this moment is just to continue to keep praying. So it was amazing to see reconciliation in a way where they literally called up one nation and whoever was present. So the nation of Albania, that country came, and there was a few people from Albania. And then they called Serbia, and a couple people from Serbia came up, and they literally prayed over each other to say sorry for the year, the many, like, just decades of fighting and war. So that happened, and I got to witness that. And I think at the end it expanded my heart for what God is doing in parts of the world that I have no understanding of. So fast forward, we finish the conference, and we have one goal in mind. We're in Greece, and Matt was so adamant about going to Philippi, where Paul preached the Gospels. And so we got into the car as quick as we could, and it took us 2.5-3 hours to get there. And when we got there, the ruins where Paul was, like, jailed and, like, had walked was all closed off. So we couldn't get in, and we could take pictures from the gate. So we had saw a church around the corner, and it was called Lydia's Baptismal Chapel. And so we said, okay, well, if anything, let's just drive there to see if we can look at the church. So we drove there, looked at the church, and when we pulled up, Athel jumped out of the car and went to go talk to the gatekeeper. And the gatekeeper said, 10 minutes. We'll give you 10 minutes before we got to kick you guys out. So we said, okay, so park the car. We went in. And as soon as we started walking towards the church, I could hear water, like a stream of water. And so we started walking towards it. And before we knew it, there was a little river where Lydia was known in the Bible to share to do a Bible study and pray with a group of ladies. And that is where, that's the place where Paul had evangelized to her, and she accepted the gospel. And so I went to the river, I went and kind of knelt down, and I wanted to touch the water. And as I touched the water, something just came over me, and that was to be baptized. So as a young child, I was baptized, but I was never fully immersed in water. And being a part of a Baptist church for a couple of years, I've seen people go into that tub and really get fully immersed and have that holy encounter. And for years, I've wanted to do that. And in that moment, I just really felt like the Lord say, you could be baptized here. And so I kind of said it out loud, and I was joking a little bit, but I wasn't. And before I knew it, Athel had found a little spot in the water that was deep enough that they could fully dunk me. And then Jeff grabbed my hand, and before I knew it, I was giving myself publicly to the Lord. And right then and there in that water, in that stream, probably illegally, I was baptized. So I celebrated a birthday, which was on the 11th, November 11th, and that will forever mark my life. And it was symbolic, because Lydia was known in the Bible as a businesswoman, and she generously gave and invited people into her home. And I think that was really symbolic for me, because I've been chasing after, like, this next season of my life, whether or not the Lord is calling me into doing business as missions, or if there's another plan that he has for me. And so for me, that was such a symbolic moment. But what I want to impart to you guys today was three words that we were given while we were at the conference. And at the very end of the conference, Brian, who was the local missionary who we were in touch with, had three words for everybody in the conference, and that was alignment, assignment, and acceleration. And those three words just kept ringing over and over in my head. And in that moment when we were in Philippi and I got baptized, I felt like, okay, this is so symbolic. I'm here in Philippi getting baptized. The Lord's calling me to do business as missions. Like, this is my calling. And then from there, we actually went to another church to share. And it was in that moment when I was putting together my testimony of what I was going to say to this church that we had met before on our last trip, was those three words: alignment, assignment, and acceleration. So the Lord has reminded me that when we not only just chase after the things and the desires of our heart, but we really truly align with what His heart is, He will give us an assignment. And once we get that assignment, there's going to be a rapid acceleration in how quickly our calling is really going to fit into how He designed us and made us. And so I just want to encourage you all today. Personally, for me, the first step for alignment in knowing God's heart was perspectives. And you all have the opportunity to join and be a part of that and get a clear vision of what God's heart is. And the second is that through that alignment with God, like, we have to talk to God. We have to know His heart. We have to know who He is. And so the assignment will come. And that's truly what I'm praying and contending for. And I feel really blessed to have been a part of a church that believes in those two things, in God's heart, whether it's for the nations or whether it's just for our, like, immediate here, because missions does not mean that we have to go like 5,000 miles to a whole foreign country. Missions is right here. It's right here next to you. It's your neighbors that you literally are sitting next to. It's the people we go to church with. It's the people that live outside in your neighborhoods that we can be reaching and sharing the gospel with. So missions should not just be categorized as this, like, big, you go to Afghanistan or Turkey or wherever, but mission starts here in our homes, in our families, in our friends, in our church, in our neighborhoods. And I just really want to emphasize how much prayer, like, the Lord really awoke in my heart to prayer again, in knowing that if we don't pray, if we don't take the time to have this intimate relationship with Him, we'll never really fully understand His heart. So I just want to, as a final, I know I hope this all makes sense, but when I spoke at the church in Oak Ridge, which was also a church that we had touched base with, I remember having a moment thinking, what can this American girl from Kansas say to a church in the Balkan Nations that's going to, like, change anyone's life? And I was so convicted in that moment that this journey I'm not on right now is not about me. It's not about what Sharon Kwan feels or what Sharon Kwan wants, but it's about God. And so I was sitting in the back of the church, and he gave me this verse, and it's just a reminder of truly who our God is. And that verse comes in Hebrews 13:8. And it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That we serve a God that is consistent. We serve a God that is never changing and that has a plan from the beginning to the end. And it's our choice to say yes to Him, to follow His calling, and to walk beside Him. So I just pray that over each one of us today, and that, if anything, that those words would just resonate with you all today, that when there's alignment with God's heart, He will give you an assignment. And when you accept that assignment, there will be an acceleration in how you'll serve in His kingdom. So Heavenly Father, I just thank You. I thank You that we could come back and report such just news about what's happening in the nation. But Lord God, I just thank you so much for revealing and just reconfirming and showing me that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Father, I pray for just an intimate relationship with you. Lord, that there would just be a deeper connection with you, not just for myself, but for every person that's seated here today. Lord, that their hearts would come aligned with yours, Lord. That there would be a stillness in prayer time to hear an assignment, whatever that may be, whether it be going to the nations, whether it just means making a friend who's not a believer, Lord. Whatever simple act it may be, Lord, that we would quietly wait to hear your assignment. And Lord, I pray for an acceleration, that in our weakness, in our own just lack, Lord, that you would fill us up with your Holy Spirit to see the acceleration, to see people come into your kingdom. So Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for who you are, and we love you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.